This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is concern the coronavirus surge will dampen the recovery of the travel industry in the U.S. and globally. With all the travel restrictions, tourism and hospitality lost $1 trillion last year, as estimated by the United Nations World Tourism Organization. In southeastern Africa, a big destination had been Victoria Falls, along the edge of Zimbabwe and Zambia. 300,000 people came in the year before pandemic, but in 2020, just 34,000. Reporter Ish Mafundikwa did get there for a look.
The falls are in full flow this year. The mist from the water hitting the river more than 100 yards below is visible for miles, but the crowds are missing. Gail Van Yasveld owns retail businesses in Victoria Falls.
COVID's taken a big hit here. I mean, we're basically on life support.
To highlight the importance of tourism, the government offered free COVID-19 vaccination to every adult resident of Victoria Falls in March. By August, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Munekai Padingani, says 72% of the town's adults were fully vaccinated.
We can say that vaccination campaign was successful. The number of cases have gone down. Most of our cases are people who are not vaccinated.
Some airlines that had stopped flying into Victoria Falls earlier in the pandemic have resumed their flights. Farai Chimba is the vice chairperson of the Hospitality Association of Zimbabwe. He says this should boost arrivals.
We anticipate that as these flights continue to come in and increase the frequency, we'll also see a corresponding increase in the number of passengers traveling into the destination.
But because foreign tourists have to deal with travel restrictions in their own countries, there's a new focus on domestic tourism to keep Victoria Falls afloat in the short term. Still, Van Yasveld says business owners need to do more to encourage more locals to visit.
We dropped the ball with that long back. You know, we didn't rate the local market. We wanted the more well-heeled travelers.
The pandemic has indeed forced Zimbabwe's tourism sector to take domestic tourism seriously. Hotels are offering locals discount packages of as much as 70%. The government has targeted multimedia advertising campaigns and scrapped the consumption tax on tourism products and services for locals at tourist destinations. In Harare, Zimbabwe, I'm Ish Mafundikwa for Marketplace.